What's up guys, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise. In today's video, I'm going to tell you how not to lose money dropshipping. If it's your first time watching the channel, definitely hit the subscribe button and tap that like button for the YouTube algorithm. Let's get into the video. So it's really important that you understand with dropshipping is that you're going to be selling other people's products. They're going to be shipping them to your customer for you. You're going to be taking the payment though, which means that you take the risk. So the important thing is you work with really good suppliers. If you work with a bad supplier that sells a product that is bad quality or they use bad shipping partners and it arrives damaged, it's likely that the customer may file a chargeback. And a chargeback basically means that the bank is going to pull the funds out of your account immediately and they're not going to give it back to you until you've proven to them that you delivered the product, that you know that it's in good condition and the customer's satisfied. There are ways to fight chargebacks. There's different types of chargebacks. But that's for a separate video. The main thing you need to know is to work with good suppliers that have good quality products and use good shipping companies to deliver their products. And how do you know how to do that upfront? Well, you kind of have to do a little bit of research. It's really easy. Just go on to other e-commerce stores that are already selling that supplier's product and see what the reviews are. And be careful because there's a lot of fake reviews out there, but if you go on third-party marketplaces, it's less likely that there's fake reviews. So make sure that you check those reviews and see what they say about the supplier. If there's a lot of complaints about it, I would probably steer away, but you can still give it a shot and see, and evaluate that supplier after the first maybe quarter of selling their products. Every few months, I usually go through an evaluation process with my suppliers. I see how many sales were there, how many returns were there, and how many shipping damage issues and warranty issues did we have to deal with, and out of those issues, how many were resolved in the customer's satisfaction, and how many were not, and did we have to deal with any crazy situations with that supplier. If the supplier passed the test, great. If they fail the test, then we usually make a tough decision to drop that supplier. If there's a lot of sales for that supplier, if it's a best-selling supplier, and they have a lot of issues, we try to work with them instead of dropping them, and that way we can actually try to make them a better supplier just by trying to get them to have better processes, have better shipping companies they work with, improve their packaging or improve their product design. Okay, so that's one of the most important things you have to understand with this business model is that you have to work with good suppliers. Your suppliers will make or break your business. That's one of the easiest ways to lose money in this business model is to do that. Now, the next thing that you really want to avoid doing with dropshipping is advertising and selling products that are out of stock. Especially now with the pandemic, you're dealing with a lot of stock out issues. And with that, you have to understand that stock is going to go up and down, and you're never going to be able to have an exact stock amount on your website. There are automation programs available, but still there's going to be inventory issues, warehouse issues. So the biggest thing about that is you have to have a team that goes through and updates your website on a daily or weekly basis, especially for best-selling models, and that they keep track of everything. You have to have an automation process in place that makes it so that if you're advertising, that you remove those products from your ads automatically when they are marked out of stock on your website. It's really easy to do through Shopify and through their apps and through Google Ads. So make sure you set up an automation process like that. Because if you advertise products that are out of stock and you end up selling those products that are out of stock, then customers will get upset when you let them know that they're out of stock. Now, you should definitely mark it as out of stock on your website. You can choose to stop selling the product, or you can actually choose to keep selling it and take pre-orders for the product, but you have to make it really clear that it's a pre-order product if you're going to do that, okay? And one of the best ways to actually make some good money is to take pre-orders and to manage that process, but you have to be careful because if a pre-order takes too long and it gets delayed out, your customers might get upset and they might even file a chargeback, okay? And every chargeback you get looks really bad. Get enough of them and you can get your merchant center or merchant account banned or suspended or just have the fees raised. And you also lose money every time because they charge you a chargeback fee on top of the full amount refunded. And now what's going on is that if you issue a refund with Shopify payments or with PayPal, they are no longer refunding you the upfront merchant fee. So every time you get paid for an order, every time you get an order, they charge you maybe somewhere around 2-3% plus 30 cents per transaction. And so, if you're doing high ticket dropshipping, it could be upwards of $30 to $100 or more per order. If it's like a $5,000 order, for instance, you're looking at a few hundred dollars, or less, but like $100 to $300 in just merchant fees. So the problem is that if you end up selling something that's out of stock and you actually capture that payment, then you're going to end up having to refund it, and you're not going to get that merchant fee back. So you're going to be out a few hundred dollars, right? So you have to be really careful to only manually authorize charges when they come in. It's really important. And when you manually authorize charge, that means you don't actually capture it. You can check if it's in stock first, and then when it's verified in stock and will ship, then you can capture the payment. But if you check that it's in stock and it's not, it's out of stock, you have not captured the payment yet, you can then reach out to the customer, ask them if they'd like to wait, get an alternative product. And if they say yes, great. If they don't, then no problem. All you have to do at that point is cancel the authorization, and you have not been charged a merchant fee, so you're not out any money. Okay, so you have to be really careful with that when you're starting your store. In Shopify, they make it really easy to manually authorize payments first before you capture them. Do not automatically capture payments anymore. Okay, this happened about a year ago. They changed their policies. All right, guys, there's a lot of important stuff when it comes to dropshipping. I think if you want to become successful, you really have to understand that you have to make your site unique, you have to make it run really fast, and you have to optimize everything. Okay, if you do not focus on that, if you just build out a copycat website, you don't, you know, check your website loading speed and it loads really slow, and you know, you copy your competitors' graphics or their sales copy, or you know, just the way the website looks, your website's not gonna perform as well, okay? So you have to be unique, you have to be original, but you also have to adhere to the rules of e-commerce, of optimization. And there's a lot of different optimization strategies out there. I have different videos on that, so check out the YouTube channel or get into my course. And there's a lot of really great information on that. But the key is having the best offer online. People are shopping around, or the comparison shopping, so you wanna make sure that you have the best offer available for them. And with that said, you know, discounts, free gifts, you know, having all the information available on the website as possible, having great customer service that's available to answer the calls or take live chats, answer emails, and you know, just simply be there, you know, when people need you and people have questions and stuff like that, just be there for them. And there's a lot of really important things that you need to understand about you know, website speed and load time, and that is one of the keys to e-commerce success. Amazon, for instance, realizes this and recognizes that every, you know, millisecond they shave off the web page load time, that they'll be able to get more customers and keep customers. So they constantly work on their website speed loading time. So definitely try to make your website load faster. If you want to actually make a lot of money with dropshipping, it's also a really good idea to follow a course. Don't just do it randomly yourself, okay? It's really good to actually get a mentor. And I'm actually offering mentorship as well as a course and other services. So if you want to get more information, go to ecommerceparadise.com. Thanks for watching the video, guys. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button, and I'll see you in the next video. Take care.